Welcome back to Witch Church. It's your host, Mal. I'm a professional astrologer, tarot reader and teacher, and intuitive healer. And you're about to listen to the recording of Witch Church Live, a sermon that I give to my Instagram community every week. Feel free to catch the live show every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Central on IG Live, or listen to the recording right here on the podcast. This is a non-denominational weekly service for witches, astrology nerds, and anyone else who feels like they are being called to walk the spiritual path. At Witch Church Live, we talk all about the weekly astrological and tarot forecast, and really anything else that is channeled through me about the week ahead. Oh, and you'll probably hear about my random life updates and some rambly life stories mixed in as well. I hope that's okay. If this podcast brings some kind of value or joy to your life, be sure to leave me a 5-star rating or review on Apple Podcasts. And feel free to send this podcast to a friend if you feel like they could benefit from listening. If you feel called, you can also support the production of this podcast and my other creations on Patreon for as little as $5 a month and get access to my secret YouTube channel with a bunch of extra astrology and tarot content. And if you would like me to hold space for you on your spiritual path, you can book an astrology session, tarot reading, or distance Reiki healing on my site, MalloryHasty.com. I would be honored to be your guide in some way. All of the links to my site and my social media are in the show notes. Have a magical week, my friends, and thank you so much for listening. You know, I don't know if anybody else feels this, but as a highly sensitive person, I feel like one of the toughest seasonal transitions for me is the transition from summer to fall. And I know you might know this about me because I say it every fall, but I am like I'm not the biggest spooky season fall kind of person. Like, I'm not obsessed with it just because as a highly sensitive person, I do so much better with my energy when it is warm out. So you're like, Mal, why do you live in Chicago? Why did you decide to move to Chicago? I know. But I think, it's just, there's something about it. There's something about it, the temperature dropping, the leaves kind of dying. I can viscerally feel when I walk outside, I can viscerally feel like everything around me kind of dying and decomposing. And that can be tough. That can be tough because, you know, I don't know, as a highly sensitive person, we're so connected to nature and grounding and being outside and talking to the land spirits and the plant spirits and everything. It's kind of sad when everything is starting to decompose, and that energetic shift into cooler weather tends to be hard for me. I know a lot of people really like the transition between summer and fall, but it tends to be a tougher transition for me. So if it's also a transition for you, you're not alone. But this kind of goes along with this week because we have the fall equinox this week, which is a special time because this is when the sun will move into Libra. And that's actually this Thursday. So it's on the 22nd. And I think everything we're talking about right now, like the decomposing of the leaves and the trees and things are getting colder, and we're kind of preparing for a new season These themes definitely relate to Mabon or the fall equinox. So we'll talk a little bit about things we can think about with the fall equinox this week. Also, we're almost halfway through Mercury retrograde. We'll technically be halfway through it on Friday. And am I lying to you? No, I'm not lying to you. We'll be halfway through it on, really, it's the fall equinox. Really, Thursday, the 22nd, fall equinox, halfway through Mercury retrograde. Then by Friday, Mercury will be scooted back into Virgo. I actually think that's going to be a really good feeling. And that's kind of what we'll talk about this week, okay? Quinn, you said, everything gets quiet and I just need it for my brain to chill. Yeah, yeah. It's funny you say that because I think it is kind of a week to take it all in, if you will. Because that's kind of what Mabon is about, or the fall equinox, or the sun ingressing into Libra, whatever we want to, or however we want to put it. This time of year, at least in the witch's new year, or the witch's wheel of the year, Mabon is kind of about taking a step back and assessing the growth that has been had this year. And I was really contemplating how much, how bad I am at that. And I don't think it's necessarily my direct fault, but if we were raised in a sort of accomplishment-driven capitalistic society like we all have been, sometimes the accomplishment, quote-unquote, itself, or the moment when we are looking at all that we've done, it gets a little bit overlooked, or we kind of scoot past it, I think. Like, it's weird. Isn't it weird that, you know, society has us on this hamster wheel of, like, running, speeding along to get to a point of quote-unquote success or accomplishment. But once we do accomplish a goal, it's like we don't even take a minute to say, like, wow, like, yeah. Like, we might get a new job and go celebrate with getting a drink with your friends. Or we might, you know, have been manifesting something for a while and it comes, but then at the same time, sometimes we forget to reflect truly on how far we've come and the things that we may be grateful for in this moment. And that's kind of what Mabon is about. It's really, for me, about kind of reflecting on just how far we've come and really giving credit to ourselves for how far we've come, even if there's a part of you that says, like, oh, you know, you haven't come that far, like, you haven't fulfilled your goals, or you haven't really, like, the material manifestation isn't in front of you, so, I mean, why would you be celebrating success when the material thing isn't there? And if you're like that, I mean, a big part of me is like that too. And Mabon is about, no, not necessarily measuring our quote-unquote accomplishments or quote-unquote successes through a monetary measuring scale or like by the weight of society. Like, we're really measuring things through our own eyes, through our soul's eyes. We're giving ourselves credit not only for material things we've accomplished, but also for, like, the psychological growth we've had this year too. So don't forget about that. Again, like, if you're thinking, well, Mal, Mabon's about celebrating and recognizing the material manifestations, yes and no. I mean, it's also about recognizing the emotional growth, the spiritual growth, the breakthroughs that you've had with yourself this year. And it's not just about how much money is in your bank account or whatever material manifestation you may or may not have brought into your life this year, right? Lauren, you said, I definitely need to sit with how far I've come or else I'll miss it. Sometimes I'll force myself to think about where I was a year ago or 6 months ago in order to see the growth. Yeah, yeah, exactly. And this is why I was thinking about the Two of Swords as a good energy for this week. Quinn, you said the word recalibrate is coming to me. Definitely. I like that word. You know, the Two of Swords, do you ever have trouble, like, concentrating on something? So in order to really bring your mind to it, like, you close your eyes so you can just put all your concentration on, like, what is being said, or you can just, like, really zone in on something. That's kind of like the Two of Swords in a way. In the Rider-Waite-Smith, the Two of Swords person is shown wearing a blindfold, but also the sort of Two of Swords pose is this person with two swords, and they have them crossed in front of them, kind of making an X. So this person looks unapproachable, but at the same time, they give this sort of, I think, peaceful vibe, where they're saying to us, like, time to close your eyes, listen in, really focus in on the internal shifts that have been had. And yeah, like you said, Quinn, like, what are we recalibrating within ourselves right now? How can we come into ourselves and just really recognize how far we've come? Okay. Now let me grab my pagan astrology. If you've been to Witch Church before, you've probably heard me read from this book. It's called Pagan Astrology by Raven Caldera. And I like this book because the author has a really good way of, I don't know, just explaining the pagan wheel of the year. So let me read you what Raven Caldera says about the autumnal equinox, or Mabon, which will be Thursday, September 22nd. Okay. So Raven Caldera says the autumnal equinox is the most misunderstood holiday. The Celtics called it Mabon. The Greeks had it as a time of their Eleusinian mysteries. It is the time of the main bulk of the harvest, when everything is coming ripe and must be processed. For our ancestors, food processing was a gargantuan job, and one which their lives depended on. The food must not only be grown, tended, and cut down, but enough of it must be preserved to keep the whole community through the winter. There would be times ahead when nothing would grow. Only the stores would keep the people alive. If enough had not been stored, someone would not make it to spring. The Greek goddess associated with food storage is Hestia, the elder virgin goddess of the hearth. Under her name Hestia Tamia, or Hestia of the Pantry, she was in charge of accounting for every grain of food that was stored and judging how much should be kept for the year's seed. The goddesses of the household account are classic Virgoian figures. They were honored every year during the height of the harvest season. One more passage here. Another name for the autumnal equinox was the reckoning day, in a sense that by the time you were far through the harvest, you had a good idea of whether or not you were going to have enough to get by. At the point of this year, if you screwed up, there was no going back. Everything had to be weighed and measured and judged to whether you would have enough to sell, to lend, or be generous through the winter. We tend to think of Libra in the terms of the Venusian side, but we often ignore the side of the judge, the scale which things are weighed and reckoned. The passage from Virgo to Libra is the sacred accounting being laid into the hands of the judge who will decide your fate. It is the moment of truth, the bells that toll, because in 40 days the land will walk with the dead again at Samhain, and all accounts must be tallied and evaluated before then. Okay, so Raven Caldera certainly, makes Mabon seem like a very serious endeavor, which it is, especially to their point about our ancestors around this time. Yes, they are taking account of how much harvest they had. And now they're putting their harvest, making it into canned goods and storing it for the winter. And this was a very pinnacle time when it comes to survival through the hardest time of the year, because Rome was prepping to go into that. And this is the last pagan holiday before the pagan new year, which is Samhain or Halloween. So keep that in mind. September 22nd is our last pagan holiday before October 31st. So think of this as kind of like a sort of wrapping up kind of holiday. We are sort of storing our crops. But at the same time, like I said, I'm getting a more psychological kind of intuitive download about this Mabon. Maybe it's because Mercury is retrograde at the moment. Maybe it's because Venus is in Virgo. But I think there's something about really taking a moment for ourselves this week and really reflecting on how much we have built in this sort of Two of Swords moment, and not necessarily rushing and catapulting into the next thing, even if the next thing has arrived, right? Like, we could really be taking stock of a really exciting manifestation. You know, some things right now are kind of aligning for me that haven't aligned in years. And it's easy to get too caught up right now in the material life changes that are kind of lining up for me when it comes to my living situation. But at the same time, I have to remember that one of the reasons those material manifestations are taking place is because of the internal shifts that I have made, right? And, one second, I'm gonna grab one more book. I've been going back to The Artist's Way this week a lot, just because this week was really hard, in a lot of ways. I feel like there was a lot of highs and lows, and just, this Mercury retrograde's really taken us through it in a good way, though. I think sometimes we have to be challenged in order to move forward. But let's see here. There was something from The Artist's Way that I did want to read. Let's see. I think it might have been, in week two. Let's see here. Sorry guys, I always do this? Okay, here we go. So, here's a good one. Okay, so speaking of reckoning, speaking of observing how far we've come, speaking about observing too, like, our level of trust with the universe. Like, in this past week, some of my lows have been directed from, have sourced from mistrust in the universe. Like, that's been a really big lesson for me lately. And I feel like when I get pulled away from trusting in the universe, when I get pulled away from, you know, believing that the universe has my back and I'm safe with the universe, that's when I'm in my most chaotic state, when I'm suffering the most, right? And something that The Artist Way really does a good job of is reminding us that the universe is co-creating with us. So it's also a good time this week to acknowledge that as well. So this is something that Julia Cameron says on page 50. One of the things most worth noting in a creative recovery process is our reluctance to take the possibility that the universe just might be cooperating with our new and expanded plans. We've gotten brave enough to try recovery, but we don't want the universe to really pay attention. We still feel too much like frauds to handle success. When it comes, we want it to go. Of course we do. Any little bit of experimenting and self-nurturing is frightening for most of us. When our little experiment provokes the universe to open a door or two, we start shying away. Hey, you, whatever you are, not so fast. I like to think of the mind as a room. In this room, we keep all of our unusual ideas about life, God, what's possible, and what's not. The room has a door. The door is ever so slightly ajar, and outside we can see a great deal of dazzling light. Out there in the dazzling light are a lot of new ideas that we consider too far out for us, so we decide to keep them out there. The ideas we are comfortable with are in the room with us. The other ideas are out, and we keep them out. In our ordinary pre-recovery life, when we would hear something weird or threatening, we would just grab the doorknob and pull the door shut. Inner work triggering outer change, ridiculous, slams the door. God bothering to help my own creative recovery, slams the door. Synchronicity supporting my artist with serendipitous coincidences, slam, slam, slam. So you see kind of what Julia Cameron is saying there. Like, we start to make these internal shifts, right? We start to, like, kind of just drink the juice a little bit, that the universe might be cooperating with us, that the universe might be on our side, that, you know, we start to believe, huh, could it be possible that the universe also wants my wildest dreams to manifest just as much as I do? Like, could that be possible that the universe is co-creating with me, right? And we start to believe that a little bit, right? We start to make that shift. And then something happens, like, and we just freak out, right? Like, we're like, oh, no, no thanks, no thanks, no thanks, no thanks, right? We get scared. And there's something here about maybe this week providing us with some really good internal reflection time to really check in with ourselves. What has manifested before us? What things do we have to be grateful for? How far have we come with our manifestations when it comes to career, but more importantly, our manifestations when it comes to, I guess this isn't necessarily a manifestation, but it's more like, more importantly, our self-growth and how much we have grown as spiritual beings on this planet. It's like we're kind of reckoning with that and acknowledging that and using that energy to invite in the manifestations that we've really wanted to meet, this is a time of harvest. Like, this is a time of certain things growing and maybe even allowing a manifestation through. But we have to be careful at the same time not to close the door on the very thing that we've been calling in, right? Like, I could see this time of year, I don't know, like, let's say this whole year was about manifesting a relationship or something like that, like a healthy relationship, and you've been, you know, really doing a lot of self-reflection, blah, 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 you know, there's been a lot of maybe energy being put into manifesting a healthy relationship, right? And let's say, right around this time of year, let's say you run into someone cute at the grocery store and they give you their number and they ask you out, right? Like, wouldn't it be so easy to go home and, like, have their number that they just gave you and be like, nah, like, that person's gotta be weird, or, like, you know, or, like, oh, this is never gonna work out, like, and you kind of start doubting what has just happened. And I think that is why the Two of Swords is here this week. It allows us that time of internal reflection so we don't slam the door on the very thing that we have been working towards, right? That, I think, is possible around harvest time. Just as much as sort of harvesting our crops or seeing a manifestation materialize, I mean, that's possible. But also we often forget to consider the complicated emotions that come with a manifestation materializing. Like, we may resist it at first or not think that we are able or worthy to heed the call of that manifestation, right? So again, I think that's why the Two of Swords is here. We need to catch ourselves before we push anything away, or I don't know, like, before we kind of might even self-sabotage. I think sometimes we self-sabotage around harvest season, if you will, because of these narratives that Julia Cameron is talking about. Like, I'll read the passage again. Inner work triggering outer change? Ridiculous. Slams the door. God bothering to help my own creative recovery? Slam. Synchronicity supporting my artist with serendipitous coincidences? Slam, slam. So again, we want to be careful about self-sabotage and old narratives maybe popping up around this time when it comes to just some of our goals and what we've been working towards, right? I feel called to pull a few animal cards as well. So I want to do like a past, present, future situation when it comes to the energies of this week. So go ahead and set your intentions for the card pull. And yeah, we'll do just a little past, present, future animal pull. Okay, so this is our past. This is our present. And this is the future. Okay, so interesting. So our past is, here, I'll hold it this way. Our past is the crocodile. Our present is the cobra. And the future is the stingray. Okay, so I'm getting that the crocodile with the past. Oftentimes the crocodile is an animal that speaks to catharsis. It's an animal that encourages us to rest and even purge any emotions that may be kind of bottled up. I think that can happen around like the transition between Mabon and Samhain, like the 30 days or so between September 22nd and October 31st. There's something there about really releasing, letting go. I'm seeing the number 9 too as I'm saying this, and 9 is a number that has to do with the cycle is ending, and that is partly why we're taking the time this week to acknowledge how far we've come. It's almost like we acknowledge ourselves and we also allow ourselves to purge and release any emotions that have felt a little bit stagnated. And I think that's what the crocodile is showing us. And that kind of leads us into the present and future energies. We have the cobra and the stingray. And I like this because I like the fact that the release of the crocodile energy leads us into a renewed energy, which is represented by the cobra. The cobra is an energy that aligns with being excited for the future. The cobra is always willing to learn and recognizes that they are always a student of the universe and gets excited about that. So I feel like in the present moment, we're kind of being led to getting excited about the new thing. I think oftentimes when we're on that cusp of like the ending and beginning, we can really, really fear the new beginning, right? Like it can be like an, oh my God, like, how am I going to do this? And I'm starting school, or like I'm moving, or I'm starting this new thing. I'm terrified that I'm going to fuck up or whatever. Again, don't all those things kind of sound like self-sabotage, right? But after we kind of let that out and release it, then we can actually get excited for, we can get excited for like the new energy, and we can feel more energized going into the new beginning instead of fearing it. And I think that's really what the cobra is representing. Now, in the future, we do have the stingray. And I think this is just allowing us to maybe lead a life with more balance, which is very Libra season, because the stingray reminds us of how to balance our energy. But also at the same time, I'm getting the stingray as a little bit of like a notice, or a little bit of a, not necessarily a warning, but it feels like we're swinging between two extremes right now. Like the extreme emotion of like letting go of the past and sort of launching into an exciting new endeavor. Like both of those emotions are extremes. And I think in the future as well with the stingray, we need to make sure that integration is on our mind. And we need to make sure that we're not throwing ourselves out of balance by it's almost like too much external energy and not enough of the integrative energy, which is happens a little bit more on the internal realm. So I think the next couple weeks, again, leading up to Samhain, balance is going to be really important as well. And just knowing that the new beginning is there for you and it's not going to get taken away. So you don't have to completely rush and force this new thing. You can just kind of slide into it and start to integrate it slowly but surely. And I think that's going to be in our best interest, okay? So my friends, that's kind of my Maybon reading. And again, the most important things this week, I think, astrologically, is on Tuesday, the 22nd, the sun entering Libra. And then on Friday, the 23rd, I think it's interesting that Mercury will move back into Virgo, and also the moon will be in Virgo at the same time. So let's talk about that really quick for a second, because we know that Mercury retrograde has been in Libra, and Libra oftentimes is about assessing our relationship to ourselves, our relationship to the world around us. And I think a lot of this Libra energy, at least for me, has been kind of noticing the imbalances of my life and how I would prefer to really, or how would I want to sort those out? Like, how would I want to better balance my energy in certain areas, right? So, you know, that's more of the Mercury retrograde in Libra. But on Friday, when Mercury enters Virgo once again, now we kind of have a little bit of like an epiphany. Again, we're not quite moving forward because Mercury is only halfway through its retrograde period at this point. But there's something there about like, aha, Mercury is stronger in Virgo. Mercury's more protected in Virgo. Mercury thinks a little bit more quickly on his feet in Virgo, is able to see the solution or the way forward in a little bit more of a profound way, right? So I think there's some good juju too for really figuring something out that hasn't been clear this whole time. When Mercury moves into Virgo, we have that path revealing itself to us. But in the meantime, again, the Two of Swords is our card of the week. And I don't know where it went at this point, but the Two of Swords is kind of about trusting in ourselves and trusting that we can take those moments of reflection. And if we were truly trusting in spirit timing, we would never be rushing towards anything, right? Like, we would know that rushing and, you know, slipping through the crack at the last minute, you know, like, that's maybe part of our human experience, but spiritually, in terms of spirit timing, it was always going to happen, right? Like, that's why we don't have to rush things, because things are always aligning for us, okay? So friends, I hope that helps this week in some way, and I would love to help you in any way that I can, or hold space for you in any way that I can. So feel free to comment below your questions or your prayer requests, and if you want the group to send you good vibes for something this week, let us know. Let's see. I'm trying to think about, something, anything. Things are working out after a lot of despair on my end. But if you could send me some good vibes for tomorrow, I have an interview for a part-time job. If you will send me good vibes for that, that would be awesome. And, don't worry, I'll still be in the astrological tarot world, of course, and won't change much on my end with, like, my astrology and tarot business, but, you know, sometimes our dreams require a little bit of readjustment on the financial end, my friends, and yeah, so send me some good vibes with that, and I'd much appreciate it. So Quinn, you said, if everybody could send a quick prayer for my friend Cricket. She was in a car accident, stable now, but still has some healing to do. Oh yeah, Quinn, I am in full agreement that your friend has a quick recovery, that everything will work its way out with any medical bills or financial stress that is resulting from this accident. And I'm in full agreement that she can just really focus on her healing in this moment, okay? Okay, so let's see here. Allie, you said I'd appreciate a card for the week ahead. Yes. Ooh, okay, Allie, you got the Ace of Wands. It's a really good week to try something new. The phrase I like to think of this, the phrase I often associate with the Ace of Wands is the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result, right? So I think it's a good time to experiment with a new way of thinking about something in order to move forward in a new way. So if you've just been kind of hitting your head on something and been like, oh my God, like, how do I get through this? Try something a little bit different. And also this week, like, keep an eye out for any opportunities to take new action. Even if it's just like finding a new trail to walk around or rearranging the furniture or something like that. Like, it's kind of a week of paying attention to where the new doors might be opening for you. Alexandra, so I would like to request a prayer for two of my daughters. They both are grieving in a different way. Yeah, Alexandra, I am in full agreement of both of your children really being able to kind of get through and transform through this moment. And I'm in full agreement of them honoring their emotions and feeling supported by you and different friends and just feeling really supported in this time of grief. I'm in full agreement that they will not lose sight of how much support and love is surrounding them through this process. And I'm also in full agreement of you keeping yourself grounded through this tough moment too with your daughters. Alexandra, you said, I'm also requesting a prayer for the family who lost their precious child. So Alexandra, I'm in full agreement that, love, support, abundance, and healing just completely surrounds this family that you're thinking of. Okay. Allie, you said, sending you great vibes for the interview and money flowing in. Oh, thanks, Allie. And thanks for all these good vibes, my friends. Cool, friends. Casey, you said, if you have time, I'd appreciate a card of the week. Yeah, cool. Casey, Three of Cups. Okay. This is good. You know, this card I pulled for myself in the past, like, couple days, and there's definitely some stress in the past couple days. So it's always kind of a weird thing to get the Three of Cups, like, such a fun, happy, joyful card when you're super stressed. But now, looking back at that moment, I think it was really spirit offering me relief. Like, just saying, it's okay, you can let go. You don't have to take this so seriously. You don't have to, you know, really control this as much as you are trying to. Like, you can just let go, and it might be a better use of your energy to just do something that you enjoy. And focus, take your mind off of it instead of overly focusing on it, right? So did I listen to that? No. But maybe you're smarter than me, Casey, and maybe there's something that you can do this week, whether it's getting together with a friend or taking your favorite workout class or just making time after work to shut off your phone and spend time with your partner, make a delicious meal, like, whatever you can do to just give yourself a moment of enjoyment and relaxation instead of clicking into, like, control or clicking into stress. I think that's going to be really helpful, Casey. Okay, share You said, I'd appreciate a card for the week, any message that comes through. Yeah, okay. Ooh, sure, the High Priestess. Fun. I like this for you, especially because the moon is in Cancer. The moon is transiting our first house. So perhaps we do have some heightened psychic powers in this moment. And I think with this week ahead, Cher, don't discount your own intuitive abilities. Like, don't discount how powerful it could be to really meditate on something when it comes to future planning, and really go with your gut this week when it comes to like that just feels right. Like, I can't put my finger on it, like, but this just feels like the right move. Or maybe this moment isn't completely perfect, but I know it's the right thing I need to be doing. Like, there's something there, Cher, just about following your feeling about what is right for you. Now, we can't always, right? We can't always trust the truth of our feelings, right? Because oftentimes our emotions are not the truth. But here it feels a little bit more like this neutral, intuitive feeling that you're sort of, it's like you're following the thread of it. So I'm excited, Cher, to see where this thread kind of takes you. Ellis, you said, could I have a card for the week? Yeah, let's see here. Ellis, Six of Swords. Amazing. Love this for you. Six of Swords is the moving forward energy. Moving forward mentally, moving forward spiritually, moving forward in all different kinds of ways. So if you've had any difficult conversations or set any difficult boundaries, whether that be with yourself or past relationships or whatever it may be, I think this is a good sign that this week, like, there's fresh energy to be had. It kind of makes sense with the fall equinox on the 22nd. Like, we're really taking a moment to acknowledge how far we've come, and we might even be starting to really see that about ourselves. So really focus on your own personal growth this week and just acknowledging that for yourself instead of focusing on anything your monkey mind might be saying about, like, not being far enough ahead or whatever. Like, just ignore those kind of thoughts and really just give yourself credit for how far you've come with this situation. And Alexandra, you said, thank you, Mal, for everyone's prayers in this group. I feel the love and support. Totally, Alexandra. And you also said, there is time. I would like a message from the universe for this week. Yeah, let's see here. Okay, Alexandra, so you have the Seven of Wands. So it seems like with this week ahead, you're already kind of going into it feeling like it's going to be an uphill battle or a challenge, which is definitely valid. I think oftentimes we might know that the week ahead is going to be a challenge in some way, but I think the key to this week ahead is knowing that it is a challenge that you can 100% overcome, and it's something that you're going to be really capable of moving through. That's the thing. The Seven of Wands guy in the card, he is in the superior position, right? Like, he's got seven obstacles, but he is going to, you know, knock all of them out one by one. And he's just taking things one step at a time. And the Seven of Wands is also a good card to remind us that we should probably be thinking a little bit about our strategy. Because strategy in itself is almost like an order form. It's like, this is the order, this is how we need to fulfill the order, and this is how we need to go about fulfilling this order. And I think that if we don't have a strategy, we might get really overwhelmed with trying to do everything at once. But a strategy in itself says, nope, this, we just have to go from step one, step two, step three, step four, and just take it step by step, okay? So avoid the overwhelm this week, Alexandra, and just really stick to the next step. I think that's really what comes through. Yeah, my friends, Sherry, you said, I love that. Thanks, Mal. Trust in my inner feelings. Totally. Sometimes we need that, I think. Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes Cancer risings, we get a little overwhelmed with being led by our feelings. But other times, I think we are ruled by the moon, you know? So it is really important for us to tune into our intuition as well, right? So thanks, my friends. If anybody else has a question or would like a card pulled for this week, please comment below. We still have a few more minutes. It was a little bit of a quick witch church today, but while I'm waiting for any more questions, I'll just shout out that my books are open for this fall. I have a fall reset session that's kind of like a half tarot, half Reiki session that's really nice for just kind of recalibrating and checking in with oneself and kind of letting go and moving forward with empowerment. So check that out on my site. And of course, Highly Sensitive Person Harvest starts October 9th. So I would love to have you join the group if you are interested. It's basically a support group for highly sensitive people. And we go through really rewarding lessons like boundary setting and energetic management and healing inner child wounds. And it's a class that's really about healing conversation and community building. So if you're a highly sensitive person or just an empath, I mean, you just feel like you resonate with some of the highly sensitive person kind of vibes and you're kind of looking for a group healing container, this might be a really good place for you to come and vibe, okay? You're so welcome, Alexandra. And Faye, you said it's my solar return on the 24th and a card for leading up to it. Yeah, I love that, Faye. Happy early solar return. I'm in full agreement that this year will be really rewarding for you. And, ooh, 10 of Pentacles. Okay, this is a really good card because 10 is also one, right? Like in numerology, like 10, the ending is also one, the new beginning. So there's still that feeling of like the wrapping up of this really big cycle leading into a new beginning. But I think it's a time to really honor what you've built this year and what you've built in your current location so that you can find the portal through and really lead yourself intuitively through the portal into the new beginning. So really, really like a death and rebirth kind of message for you, Faye, but it's fitting because it's almost your solar return. And I think just astrologically speaking, a lot of the times things start to line up for us around our solar return. Okay. Noelle, you said, hey, Mal, I recently started school again. This week I've got two exams that I'm pretty nervous about. I would love a card. Oh, congratulations, Noelle. That's awesome. Let's see here. A card for Noelle and her school journey. Okay, Ace of Pentacles. Cool. I like that for you, Noelle. I think it's like remembering that you are in school right now because you followed your intuition and you followed, like, the path of spirit into this calling, right? So I wouldn't put... It's, for some reason, it feels like there's a lot of pressure being put on doing well on the test, but it's not about the test itself. It feels like more like, oh gosh, well, if I don't do well on this test, did I make the right choice, like, in choosing to go back to school? And it feels like you're putting a lot of pressure in regards to that on these exams, but I think you would have less nervous if you just kind of allowed yourself to see that this is exactly where you need to be, and just kind of go into the test just knowing that, like, okay, there we go, like, this is my Ace of Pentacles moment, and just trusting yourself that you have made the right choice and you're learning the things that you feel passionate about. Oh my gosh, that's so funny, Noelle. Yeah, then Ace of Pentacles is perfect for you. So yeah, I really think trust in what the universe has handed you, and I think you're really a natural at that subject. I mean, so I think you're gonna be fine. All right, my friends, I think that brings us to the end of Witch Church for this week. And I look forward to hearing about all of the fall equinox, Maybon stories, and yeah, I'm just kind of excited to see where this pagan holiday takes us. And now this time between September 22nd, Maybon, and October 31st, Samhain, it really is a really special time in the pagan wheel of the year. So feels special that we get to meet during this time, okay? All right, friends. We'll talk next week, and thanks again for coming to Witch Church. Bye!